Wednesday, November 18th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. A friend of my son Matthew's reached out to him, who plants in North Central Mato Grosso. He was pretty disappointed in the planting season. He thought that most of the state of Mato Grosso was experiencing late planting, and what was planted early would have to be replanted. The only region that escaped dry weather was that in the region of Sorriso. He confirmed what we already knew, and that there would be virtually no soybean harvest in January. Most of the harvest would take place in mid to late February. If that is the case, second crop corn acres will be at high risk for lack of rain, and some will choose not to plant them at all. His Brazilian soybean crop estimate was 125 million metric ton, CONAB estimated 135, and USDA is at 133. There are many other production areas in states like Goiás, Minas Gerais, and Bahia that have a timelier planting window. Weather forecasts are showing adequate moisture in the major center west and northeast production areas of Brazil, with dry weather in the south. Next week that flips, showing dryness in major production areas and moisture in the south. The major areas of Argentina have also been impacted as they lie right next to the major production areas in southern Brazil. They asked how long the dry weather can last before it makes an impact. His impression was that a couple of weeks of dry weather is no big deal. It is even fairly common to go 30 days without rain. As long as you have good fertility, there won't be much yield damage, but you'll lose something. However, anything beyond 30 days and the yield loss goes up exponentially. Their soybeans start dying, just like what happened to my corn crop last fall. Soybeans are now reaching for $12, and the risks are that the market is getting too frothy. There will be holiday profit-taking and or Argentina catches a rain. China's reportedly back in the market bidding for both corn and soybeans. Some basis levels win premium CBOT in some areas in northwest Iowa. I think that this harvest market for corn is amazing when both Chicago Board of Trade prices rise and the basis improves. I've not seen that happen many times in my lifetime. End users still appear short of needs to make it into the next year. China is making a strong contribution to demand. The recovery in the Chinese hog herd from African swine fever is said to be up 26%, with the sow herd up 31%. That is truly as remarkable as it is expected. Chinese producers had a $100 a head profit margin, even with corn near $10 a bushel. They had generous government subsidies to expand with massive commercial investment. The structure of their hog industry will have significantly changed post-African swine fever to more efficient, larger producers. Tyson says that China will continue to buy U.S. pork despite the surge in their hog numbers. I expect they will. They still have phase one to comply with, and our corn is cheaper. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The Renewable Fuels Association says that they received a pledge from JRB, Joe Robinette Biden, that his EPA will not grant SRE waivers as the Trump EPA did. The RFA says that they will hold him to this pledge. While the ethanol issue had little impact on the outcome of the election in Iowa, the Democrats would like to build some credibility for next time. Donald J. Trump was selective about which promises that he kept. He's trying to leave the oil and gas industry a going-away gift, letting them bid to drill in Alaska. I would be surprised if the lawyers permit that. Trump pretty much ceded control of EPA to the petroleum industry. It'll take Biden some time to free it from them again. I suspect that petroleum industry shrills dug into EPA like ticks. EPA is now the deep oil state. Ethanol margins have now gone negative, and aid for the industry is tied up in Washington and the HEROES Act. Looks like a rough December. With the economy likely taking another drop down the COVID-19 escalator, there are many businesses who may not be able to survive the games that the politicians are playing with each other, as the much-needed HEROES Act sits tied up in knots in Washington. It will not be happy holidays for many this year. Lame duck congresses are often used to get politically uncomfortable legislation through Congress. These are not normal circumstances. With control of the Senate still pending on the outcome of the Georgia runoff in early January, they do not want to concede anything their bases may not accept. The results of that election will determine what happens with aid. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says that Congress needs to act on fiscal stimulus, as monetary policy alone is not enough to sustain the economic recovery. The pandemic is not treating people equally. Some get sick while some do not. Some have jobs while others do not. Some are prospering while others are being evicted. The disparity between life and death is astounding. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.